sneaking through the canopy. Sneaky, 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 sneaky. Sneaking through the branches. Sneaky, sneaky, sneaky.
Oh no. Not this again. Okay, I should be able to push that branch over there. Slip out. Slippery snake. Sneaky slip. Slip. Sneaky slip. Ugh, that's a really solid branch. Huh. Oh, someone's coming. Hey, could you... excuse me, could you... Please don't run. I need a hand right now. Yeah, I know how it looks. I'd be scared too if I saw a Lamia poised in the trees above you in the woods. I get it. It looks sketchy. I get it. But like we're 5 minutes from town. And like I said, I actually really do need your help right now. Well, your eyes do not deceive you. I am, in fact, a Lamia. Like I just said. Something a lot of people don't seem to notice is how big my tail is. I think... Well, I mean, last time I measured it was 25, 30 feet long. Something like that. Oh, and like... two around, give or take. It's a lot of tail to keep track of. As a matter of fact, it's just gotten wedged. It's stuck between those two branches. I'm trying to pull them apart, but they're actually really, really solid. And they're kind of digging into my scales. Like, a lot. I have tried moving. Like I said, they're digging into my scales. And it actually really hurts right now to move. I'm not being... Okay, maybe I'm kind of being a baby. A tiny bit. Just a tiny bit, but I think you underestimate how much of a constant annoyance having... 30 feet of tail dragging behind you is at some... it's so annoying sometimes. People are always stepping on it, or dropping things on it, or tripping over it. And it's a big reason why you don't see Lamias in towns. Yeah, it's not fun getting your tail trod on or run over, which happens a lot, I'll have you know. Yeah, I was standing in line for a food truck one time, and it was taking a little while, but it was a pretty popular place, so I didn't mind waiting. And so, like, I had my tail angled to one side so I wouldn't make the line even longer, right? So, and so I wouldn't be in the way of anyone, but, like, 5 minutes or so go by, and I feel something, like, warm... dribbling on me out at the end of my tail, and at first I was like, oh hey, that's kind of nice, cause it's warm, right? And I'm cold-blooded, right? But then I was wondering, so I look, and I kid you not, there was a dog pissing on my tail, like one of those little yappy ones that I wanted to boot into the air. Probably didn't even, did I look like a lump? Needless to say, the warmth wasn't so nice anymore. Food was good, though. So you want to help me out? Yeah, I would really appreciate it, because it's kind of getting dark, and I I don't want to be out too long, because my body temperature is going to, like, drop a lot. Yeah, I'm a reptile, or reptile enough to be cold-blooded. Anyways, you wouldn't happen to have, like, a handsaw, or a machete, or a hatchet, or anything on hand, would you? I'd take a chainsaw, too, but I doubt you'd be carrying that. You don't. Okay, that was a long shot anyways. I think you'd be able to push one branch aside, and then I'll push that one, and I should be able to get loose. Yeah, like if you push this one, and I push that one. Okay, well, nothing's gonna happen if we don't try. You think I ought to just crush them in my coils? I mean, I could if I were a constrictor, but I'm a viper, though. My coils aren't so, crushy. Seriously? I can't believe I'm hearing this right now. Of course, I'm not gonna bite you, dumbass. I just need your help. Killing you isn't gonna help. Also, that would be murder. I don't want the cops on me while I'm stuck here. Okay, yeah, I know I said I know how it looks. There's so many stereotypes that are just wrong, mostly spread by people on the internet. Gotta love them. Sorry, I lost my temper. Just please climb up here. It'll take 2 minutes, I promise. Thank you. You got it? Okay, on the count of three, I'll push on this one, you push on that one. Ready? One, two, three. Push! Put your back into it. Come on. It's a branch, it's not a dump truck. What the hell is a cyber tree anyway? Ugh. I'm out. Finally. Such relief. Alright, well, thanks. Did you want a drink or something? It'll be on me. Well, yeah, you helped me and I appreciate it. So I should do something for you in return to show that, right? I can't think you'd want anything I own, but humans like drinking, right? I've noticed enough of you limp out of here some nights reeking of cheap beer. I'm not one to talk, being a snake and all, but I don't think it's good for you to regurgitate that much. Oh, you're not a drinker? That's probably good. Like, good for you and your health and all of that. So, okay. What do you want? You want one of my scales? That's weird. And painful. You can't just pluck them out like I'm a chicken. There's one stuck on. Oh! Would you look at that? Yeah, you can have that one. Yeah, it must have wedged off when we moved the branches. That must have been the one that got caught, right? Yeah, go ahead. I mean, it's none of my business, it's yours now. It's not mine. Yeah, it's yours. I mean, I shed my entire skin several times throughout my life, so you learn pretty quickly not to be too sentimental, you know? So, thanks again for that. Enjoy the scale. Yeah. No, thank you. Really. You're welcome. Now, if you don't mind, I'm gonna keep going. You have yourself a good night. Don't drink too much. And off they go. And off I go. Sneaky, 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 sneaky. Do do do, do do do. Da 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 da. Do do do, do do do.